for re-election.
The worst-kept political secret in Washington is out. Joe Biden is once again running to be U.S. president.
Let's finish this job. I know we can.
The 80-year-old made his announcement through an early morning video, coming exactly 4 years after he declared the start of his ultimately successful 2020 presidential run. His first official appearance after the video release came in front of a Labour group in Washington, a key constituency in that last campaign.
Our economic plan is working. We now have to finish the job, but there's more to do.
But Biden has some huge obstacles to overcome. He's the oldest man ever to hold the presidency and will be 82 when the next election is held. A majority of voters in a recent poll had big concerns about his age. And while inflation and costs are coming down, most Americans don't feel better off, and a majority aren't convinced by Biden's economic plans.
He's so focused on governing, that he doesn't recognize that you've got to be able to actually communicate with the American people that you are, in fact, working for them. We know that he's been a very productive president, but he and the people around him simply have not been the best at actually selling their message.
Donald Trump will be his likely opponent. He welcomed Biden to the race, claiming he is the worst president in American history.
Will you shut up, man?
Setting the scene for what will be a rerun of the bitter 2020 election campaign. This will be Joe Biden's fourth run at the White House. He believes his message of protecting fundamental rights and democracy will once again resonate with voters. The presidential campaign will get underway in earnest after the summer break. It will be long, it will be expensive, and it will be bitter. And for Joe Biden, it will be the last one he will ever fight. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, at the White House.